1400, 93.3 FM, K1. It is 9:30 on a Thursday morning. Guess what? Time for K1 Car Talk. And Brad Dungus in to spend a little bit of time with us this morning. And first of all, Dungus Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. And good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
Doing well. It's a good day in the neighborhood. And I think autumn temperatures are going to be with us for the next few days. And many people would say that's a good thing.
I like it. It was beautiful this morning. Nice and cool. And a little windy, but it was nice.
Yeah, the night, and I'm sorry, we do get wind in
Oklahoma.
It's part of the lyrics of the state.
Going the other way this time. and tomorrow morning should be not really cool, I hear.
We're looking for a overnight low temperature around 36. So
nice.
If you haven't tried out your car heater on your brand new car, you'll probably get
the
chance
to. You're going to do that in the low valleys, and we might have a freeze or something.
It's entirely possible in some of those lower valleys, which means that check tire light may come on in your
car.
It
might, yeah. Did it on... told you last week, I did it on my Navigator the other day, and it'll happen this time of year with the temperature changes. All that is the pressure in your tire changes with temperature, and that can happen. Just a small change, and that tire light indicator comes on, and once that light's on, if something happens, and it may not be serious. It may be just down just enough to make the light go off, and it may not really be losing air.
Which is kind of what we.
But
hope.
Say you get a nail then, and you haven't turned the light off, you're not going to know. So it's really important to get those taken care of.
It is. So check that out early. That light is not necessarily just a nuisance. Check it out.
No, all the lights are there for a reason. They, and I know people expect the light to tell you what is the problem. All it does say is, hey, maybe there is a problem. And then the technician can go and analyze it. Obviously, with a tire, it's not really that complex. But sometimes it is in resetting those lights. But the truth is, when it's like a check engine light, something like that, it's measuring lots of systems, hundreds of systems, multiple electronic relays, all kinds of stuff going on in there, and it just says check engine. That's a pretty obscure thing to check. So it really is a matter of checking, getting into the system. It'll then tell us once we can get into its inherent diagnostic system where to start looking and diagnose the issue. And it could be something as simple as most people know, if they're not getting your fuel tank cap back on tight.
I have had that problem, but of course my current Fusion, I don't have a fuel
that's
tank.
That's right. They solved that problem.
Just open the little door and it's ready to go. And some vehicles, some models, some makes, there are kind of two indications. The light comes on, it's check it, but may or may not be an emergency, but when it starts flashing at you, then
there's something more important going on. And that makes me think, these cars have these great systems in them that can tell you things about them, right? And we've talked a lot about the growing autonomy in vehicles and technology that's available in them on the show. And the truth is that interface between what we do in and outside of the cars, how all this works, how the cars talk to us, it's getting more and more rich. It used to be that light was really now the only indicator. Now, Ford has a thing where it actually will tell you, send a message to your phone and let you know that the car is having an issue. A little more, in the future, it'll have even more ability to diagnose, more ability to tell the technician where to start looking. There's all kinds of neat stuff that's coming on that, and both Ford and Toyota have invested a lot of money in a similar approach to this new transition in transportation that's coming. I think in the next decade, and we have talked about it a lot on the show, but I think it's something that we people need to think about. It is exciting. It's something that we think about at Dungus. There's going to be a lot of changes in how people move, and I think that I'm really excited to be a part of that change. I think it's one of the, it's a big deal. It's going to be, Toyota this summer was talking about their investment in robotics and how they see the automobile and robots really coming together in the future. The robot may help you at home. They see mass manufacturing of robots and ownership of robots becoming just like cars, that you have them in your house to help you with things. As people get older, they can help care for you. They can let other people know if you need help. All kinds of neat things. And Toyota has those kind of robots in homes now in Japan. They've invested over $1 billion in a complex in the USA
okay.
to work on these robotics and,
wow.
and to really bring that from robotics into automobiles and back and forth, because they believe that the machines are very similar, that in the end the car is like a robot outside of the home, mm-hmm. and the robots are, you know, traditionally what we call are more in the home or,
right.
or around your where you live, work, play, stuff wow. like that. And Ford's approach is similar, but a little bit different. You know, they're really focused on mobility mm-hmm. and how people move. Of course, now you know they've got things like at the Ford campus in Dearborn, you can get an app on your phone and call for a bus to come pick you up and take you somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of like the Uber or whatever,
yeah.
but
yeah.
You know, they're working on how to do that in work environments where people need to move around, how to do it in cities, how to do it, you know, all kinds of ways. Ford's other approach to that is really around the customer experience, not just, you know, cars that drive themselves, but that digital and physical experience
mm-hmm.
of how you interact with your vehicle, you know, parking, finding your car in a parking lot,
right.
Stuff like that. The vehicle knowing when you need service, the, you know, all kinds of things.
The vehicle health report that's been in part of Sync for a long time,
yeah.
and now at least my insurance company, because I have Sync on my car, it's kind of an incentive for me to take that vehicle health report at least every 5,000 miles, because my insurer says if I include them in that vehicle health report send, then I get a discount on my car insurance.
Isn't that
yeah.
great?
Yeah.
You know, and so much of this, I mean, insurance is going to drive some of this. I mean, it is interesting how a lot of this is meant to prevent accidents, to help us drive safer, to be more, you know, as we become more autonomous, the vehicles become more autonomous, like robots, you know, that's going to we're going to have to work through all those issues. But,
yeah.
you know, even today, you know, to be able to sit in your car and have a 360-degree camera show you all the way around the vehicle everything you can't see sitting in the seat,
yeah.
it's just remarkable. You know, and we've had the rear-view cameras and some front-view cameras, but
mm-hmm.
but now on several of our vehicles and more in the future, you can see everything around it. You can tell how close you are to the curb on either side. You can see into the blind spots on the mm-hmm. front and the back, under the you can see underneath the vehicle almost. I mean, not all the way underneath
yeah.
the undercarriage, but
yeah.
you can see to the point where something may be in front of your wheel or behind your wheel.
If that ball rolled out in front of the car and while it was in the driveway, you know, it might be a ball or it might be a youngster. So,
mm-hmm. and or you know, and it's a safety and then also saving you money. I mean, think of the cost
sure.
of your wheels if
right.
you did happen to hit that curb, damage your wheel. Boy, that's something nobody wants. That's a big chunk of money. It may not be something you even end up repairing, but when you go to trade that vehicle in, it's obviously going to come into play there. It's going to detract the value of your vehicle.
Is that something you will eventually start looking at on the We Will Buy Your Car program?
Oh, we do, always.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we always do, of course. You know, we evaluate the vehicles completely and have to make a good determination, because each used vehicle really stands on its own. They're so unique. They have their own history. You know, new cars, you can line up a bunch of Focuses with the same equipment and they're all kind of the same, maybe in different colors.
Right.
Used cars are treated differently, driven differently, maintained differently by everyone, of course. And so they have their own story. And obviously people that are in the used car market are looking for something specific, whether it's budget-based, need-based, whatever they're trying to accomplish. They're trying to save money, obviously. A used vehicle is perceived to have great value. And there's just, so getting that vehicle valued right so that you can then retail it or wholesale it is the whole thing. We want to make a great deal for you if you want to sell us your car.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to be able to sell it to somebody, obviously.
Sure.
We're not planning to keep them.
You're not in the charity business?
Well, we're not in the charity business, and we don't want to just stock up cars. We've got to keep them moving and turning. And you know, this is a time of year. People know, you know, we've been through the model year in closeout, and we're still kind of in it. It goes through the end of the year, really.
Right.
And we'll have a big peak of marketing activity around Black Friday. Started Toyota-thon really right before then,
mm-hmm.
all the way through the end of the year with a really big peak. Everybody gets all their money out there at the end of the year.
Right.
It's a great week for us in our business. But this is one of those hidden times of year. People really need to realize that if you wait to then, selection isn't going to be what it is today. The dealer, we at Dungis, and most dealers probably today that have some aged inventory and last model year vehicles,
mm-hmm.
we have the same urgency today. We're going to have it at the end of the year, frankly. Well, yeah. And so we want to go ahead and sell them. We've got new vehicles coming in all the time, 17s. You know, we'd rather be selling the 17s as soon as possible, frankly. So there's some great deals out there now on some of this stuff that's in the old model year, whether it's 15s or 16s. There's a incredible deals now on just a few vehicles. We've got two 16 model year Fusions and one 16 model year Mustang. These are vehicles that Ford's given us a little bit of flexibility on, but I've got it. And you know, if you give up on the other retail incentives, which there are great ones, if you want the 0% or something like that, it may be a better deal for you. But for a cash buyer right now on those Fusions or a Mustang, I can make incredible deals. Our Dungeness discount plus $5,000 off on the Fusion and $3,750 off on a Focus. The Mustang, where is that? I thought I had a Focus. Maybe I don't have one.
No, you probably sold it.
We may have. But anyway, incredible deals. Come check it out. Ask the guys to show you those vehicles if you want. They'll be happy to. Great deals in our Ford lineup, cars, trucks, SUVs. The Escape has been really hot. We've got great selection of all that. On the Toyota side, Tundra, 4Runner, Highlander. That's what we've been selling a lot of. And a lot of the cars, too. Certainly on the Toyota side, the Corolla has been really hot. We've got a couple of the new vehicles that have come over from Scion to us now and sold those. A couple of them already. We've got an 86 in stock if you want to come check that out. It's a sports car made by Toyota that used to be in the Scion lineup. Was called the FRS then.
I've seen some of those.
Yeah, they're really fun. They're nice cars to drive. They're really peppy, really fun to drive, and very comfortable. You need to come check it out. They're really pretty car too.
I was had a out of town meeting and was driving with a friend over the weekend and talking about the EcoBoost engine on my Fusion and said wait a minute, this is a 4? And it's kind of like, well, yeah, it's 4, but it's got the power of a 6, and if you need to move to get around the car that's in front of
you. You want that 8, it'll go there too, probably. Isn't that great though? I really love the EcoBoost, and it as people, it's become so common, and almost every Ford has that option. Mm-hmm. And, it's almost everybody takes it now. You get better fuel economy, you get that driving experience. When you need power, it's there, but you also have the great economy and above a smaller engine.
It really was. It was good. I mean, a good conversation. Not that we spent a lot of time on it, but it was just one of those really. Moments that you didn't realize that it was there,
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. If people haven't experienced it, EcoBoost is a Ford system. It's essentially a turbocharger, which has been around for a long time. These are things that increase the compression in your engine and give you more power.
Right.
They used to have a thing, a kind of a lag in it. I have an older an 88 car that has a turbo on it, and when I hit the accelerator on that, it kind of slowly reaches boost, and then you feel it. They've taken all that out. It really feels like a traditional V8 engine or something when you accelerate, where you're pushed back. There's no sense of delay, really. I think it's great technology. It does make sense as we go forward in this, trying to balance the power, fuel economy, and all the other stuff we need in our vehicle.
Well, and like you said in the past, the auto manufacturers are looking at all the options, I'm sure, that are going to, be in the experimental somewhere down the road with fuel cell or with the all-electric cars and some of the things that are out there.
It's all there. We've got the plug-in hybrids now. We'll have a plug-in hybrid Toyota here pretty soon, the Prius Prime. I think I talked about that a few weeks ago. But, for a while here, Toyota's had those on the coast. But now they're going to be available everywhere, and they're going to call it Prius Prime, and it's essentially kind of like our plug-in hybrids from the Ford side.
Right.
Essentially, you have an electric vehicle and a traditional hybrid engine, which has a traditional engine plus the battery that powers it. And so it's very flexible. You can use it to on gas or electric or both. It'll intelligently cycle between the systems to conserve energy and give you what you need at the moment you need it in the car, whether it's just sitting there at the stoplight and turns everything off to acceleration, getting on from an entrance ramp on a highway, there you go, and it'll put all the power you need there. And but they're great. It should give should be, I think Toyota's promised that it'll be the of these kinds of vehicles the longest. They do a what they call a blended fuel economy thing with that, because it's kind of hard to measure miles per gallon when you're talking about electricity.
Right.
So they have a blended way they do that. But the equivalency of that, it'll have the highest of that with the longest range of any of these types of vehicles in the market.
Yeah, the engineers are just doing so many different things that, you know, even 10, 20 years ago were not being dreamed about.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, it is a little overwhelming. And, you know, it's one of those things that that's kind of behind the layers in the car. We spend a lot of time, our salesmen, our technicians, spend so much time training and learning about all this. It's almost overwhelming, but it's all for you, because when in the end, that's the hardest thing in these cars. You know, right now, we've reached a point in our business where really the price is so much the easy part. It's mm-hmm. It's really not hard to get a good deal. Internet information's out there to everybody. You can look on, you know, go to 5 different Ford dealers' websites today and see the price of a truck. I mean, it's all out there. There's very few are trying to hide anything anymore or play games. It's much more transparent process. We really believe in that. I'm going to show you everything about the deal, help you buy the car the way you want to buy it. Most importantly, get you the car that's really going to serve you, mm-hmm. and meet your needs, your budget, you know, and give you a service that you want for however long you want to keep your car. And for a lot of people, that's very different. It's so everyone's needs are different. So our guys are really there to help you through that process of making the decision, getting to the right vehicle, and making the right choice.
I was in the dentist chair the other day, tooth cleaning, you know, a conversation how that goes. It's mostly from the person doing the work to you, because all you can do is grunt. But, you know, we're talking, she said, you know, she had I want to say about 15-year-old car, I don't remember now, but, you know, daughter was turning 15 and kind of starting that process of early unofficial driver's ed and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, I think that car will probably be the daughter's car, she said. And, you know, it's one of those things, cars get passed down.
They do.
I think this always has been going on, but I think you see it more now than probably we have for a long time.
Well, that's true. I mean, really, cars are so much better made than they were. I mean, if you think back 30 years ago, keeping a car 150,000 miles or something was
unheard of. Yeah.
It was not unheard of, but it was rare, and the car was pretty well used up. And, you know, the truth is, you know, today, in our inventory on the used vehicle side, we've probably got, we've got 3 or 4 cars over 200,000 miles that we've kept in inventory because they're nice cars. Mm-hmm. They're as-is vehicles that we've just done a safety inspection on, but they're good vehicles. They run, they drive, they're good. And so we've got them, we'll sell them, and we've got great value on those cars. We've got, you know, cars as low as $3,600 for a 2008 Chevy Cobalt. We've got a Ford Excursion, pretty rare vehicle there, a 2000 Excursion, $6,300. An 05 Freestyle, $5,300, a 94 GMC Sierra for $49.95, 2 Honda Odysseys for one at $3,000, an 02, and one at $3,250. You know, these are not new vehicles. As I said, they're used as-is vehicles, mm-hmm. but they run, they drive, they're really pretty good for the money. They're well under retail on all of those, so come check them out. We've got other, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, we've got a 2015 BMW M235i convertible coupe black, only 8,200 miles. It's retails for $47,825. You can buy it at Dungeness today for $6,000 under retail for $41,825.
That's a great buy.
It's a great buy on a great car. And, you know, not something you might look for at Dungeness, but somebody traded it in, and we've got it there mm-hmm. for you. You know, we got a 17 Ford Escape that we actually bought from a customer who'd had some changes in their life. Only 800 miles on it. It retails for $24,495. We've got it at $23,425. So a used car, a new car, really, at a used car price.
Right. And hey, but that's a great way to buy a car.
That's right. And that one is Ford certified now, too. So not only do you get the rest of your manufacturer warranty, but you've got the overlapping certification there. So it's a great, great deal.
And we haven't talked about that certification for a couple of weeks. That extends it out to quite a ways, 100,000 miles, am I right on that?
Well, it depends on the program. Okay. We have different kinds of certification, right. Of course. We mentioned the as-is safety vehicles. Those are not certified.
Right.
And those, aren't necessarily based on mileage. Condition
but
miles.
That would be one of the deciding factors.
It is. Typically, everything over 100,000 miles, we're going to treat that way. We may do some more reconditioning on some of them, the really nice cars that are over 100,000, more than safety inspection. But then under that, we have Q certification, which we do at no cost to all the vehicles that we have that qualify, just for peace of mind for our customers. Essentially, that's going to give you 2 years up to 100,000 miles powertrain warranty. It's not going to cover everything like the manufacturer warranty does, mm-hmm. but it is going to cover the key components, the powertrain, the stuff that makes the car go, and the stuff that's the big ticket stuff.
Right.
So you can buy a used car with that and have the peace of mind that it's going to go there. You get some other stuff with it, like roadside assistance and some other benefits and things. Then we have the manufacturer certification programs. We have both Ford, Toyota, and Lincoln certified vehicles. We're really trying to keep a good inventory of all three types of the most popular vehicles that we sell. These programs are a little different from each one. The Lincoln program actually is virtually an extension of the manufacturer mm-hmm. warranty, and it goes for, I'm wanting to say 7 years, but I think it's 6 and 100,000 miles. And then the Ford program is a little bit more like Q certified. It covers the powertrain and a few other things, and it'll go out to 100,000 miles in 6 years also. And then the Toyota one is similar. So mm-hmm. come talk to the salesman if you're interested in that. But it's essentially going to extend your warranty, give you more peace of mind, and then if you like, you can wrap another warranty around that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That gives you, so you're protected all the way with everything. And actually, what's neat with the certified vehicles is that because you've got the manufacturer certification, even the Q certified vehicles, you can wrap the mm-hmm. extended warranty around that. You get a discount on that other warranty that makes it really cost-effective.
Excellent peace of mind.
It really is. And that's what you're extending there is the coverage to other components, basically. Mm-hmm. The air conditioner system, stuff like that, that's critical but isn't powertrain,
right.
isn't going to be covered under those things. Puts you in a position where really just maintaining the vehicle is what you need to do. And with our 995 oil change and Tires for Life program and, all the great programs we have to make owning and maintaining your vehicle less expensive, that's not really.
Well, and Tires for Life isn't the original animal either. You've improved that a lot, too.
We keep working on it. We've made some changes in it just in the last few weeks because of the changes in tires and mm-hmm. wheels and how things work. It's a great program for us. We've got thousands of our customers in it. Last couple months we've spent $20,000 to $30,000 buying tires for people. It's a lot of tires.
Wonderful you do that.
Well, it's like a warranty. When you invest in the Tires for Life program, your money gets set in there, and it's their corpus, and we're using that to pay for the tires. But mm-hmm. it just shows the value of that, the great value the customers see in it, and really getting a new set of tires without having to pay for it when they wear out.
It feels good.
It feels good. You've done that, haven't you, Charlie?
Frequently. But you pair that with the great service crew that you have that give it that stem to stern inspection just when it comes in for a 995 oil change, let alone when it actually needs service. You're pairing excellent service personnel with that.
We try really hard. I think that's the core of our business, the culture, who we are. We're real people. I mean, there's no. I'm there every day. We're all just real people trying to do a good job every day, and I really. Take great pride in our people. I'm so excited to go to work every day. Whether it's the new person learning and getting a chance and opportunities going forward,
or the old person coming back,
old guy coming back, or somebody who's been there 30 years. It all is. That's really what how I get my enjoyment out of work is working with the people there and trying to satisfy you guys out there. You know, be their, your transportation service center. That's
and,
where we are.
And you and I have talked about also some of the things that the folks in the parts department can do just for those customization type things that are, it wasn't stock on the vehicle, but I'd really like to have it this way.
You know, that has become a really huge part of our business, and it's such a big part of the industry. I mean, the, this next few weeks, there'll be a big show out in Vegas, the SEMA show, which people, many of you have heard about. It's a, the biggest aftermarket accessory and conversion show in the world. Yeah. Every automaker will be there. Every company that, that works in this arena will be there. We've been there before. It is really amazing. People spend an average of $2,000 or $3,000 on their vehicles after they buy a new vehicle on average. You know, we've got lots of vehicles on the lot now with all kinds of accessories, lift kits, big wheels and tires. Those are very popular on trucks right now. You know, other stuff we do is simple as a remote start. That's something you might want to think about this time of year, getting ready to be winter. Wouldn't it be nice to get in that car and have it all be all toasty and warm on the cold winter morning? So that's a great opportunity there for you, maybe a Christmas present. Other things we do as simple as bed liners and the obvious stuff like that, but you know, all kinds of things from paint to you know, pinstripes, lifts, you know, electronic stuff, TV, DVD players, gaming systems, it goes on and on.
Okay, so really you are that one-stop shop for your transportation needs.
Anything you need, we'll clean it up, we'll fix it, body shop, oil changes, windshield wipers, tires, batteries, new cars, used cars, $3,000 used car to a $80,000 2017 Super Duty diesel.
And everything in between.
And everything in between.
Yeah. And a matter of fact, you've got a, something I wanted. Yeah. We haven't talked about the test drive in 7,500.
No, that, and there, and I want to point out to people, we have been sending out a little mailer every month. A lot of you will have received it. In our last one, which you should have got either at the end of last week or early this week, there is a special coupon in it I want to point out to people, because this is only available in the mailer. And it is truly a real offer.
Okay.
This is $500. You come in. You don't have to tell us about it. You just need to bring this coupon in. Bring it, keep it in your back pocket. Come in, make your best deal, and you can lay this coupon on us and take another $500 off the deal.
Wow.
So tried to make it simple. It's on any new pre-owned or certified vehicle in our inventory. That's through October 27th, 2016, so it's a limited time offer. So you've got that if you really end up buying a car. Mm-hmm. There you go. If you're just looking, we do have the $7,500 test drive offer. Actually, everybody who comes in and registers for this wins. We've got daily prizes, monthly prizes, and then on December 21st, we're in honor of our 75th anniversary of being a Ford dealer in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We're giving away $7,500 to the lucky winner. And we've given away game packages already to both OU and OSU football games. Mm-hmm. We've given away a barbecue cooker. We've given away an iPad, an Apple TV, all kinds of neat stuff. So really having fun, giving things away, looking forward to giving away that $7,500.
Sure.
We've had hundreds of people register, but that's a lot of money. Your chances are pretty good, I'd say, still. And come in, test drive. Both of you can, and you can both register.
There you go.
Bring in your wife.
Bring the whole family if they're a licensed driver and of a certain age, I'm
that's
sure.
True. That's true. There's a few requirements. And, you know, the rest of the stuff in the mailer, we don't just have these offers. We've got great deals. You can see on all our vehicles. You can see everything from $12,000 off a Ford Super Duty F-250 King Ranch to an F-150 for $24,300. Incredible value.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a 2016 Ford Focus at $15,695, a 2017 Ford Fusion for $20,745. We've got a few of our Ford certified vehicles there on the list. That 17 Ford Escape that I mentioned, with just 828 miles, a 2013 Ford Expedition Limited 4x4 that's got the certification on it, and then the 2014 F-150 4x4 Super Cruise. So great selection of used Fords. Our Lincolns are also on great deals right now. We do have some leftover 2015s in the Lincoln if you're looking for a great deal.
So stop by and...
Two MKCs and three Lincoln Navigators. These are great deals. Mm-hmm. We will make you an exceptional deal on any of these vehicles. We actually have right now a certified Lincoln also, a Lincoln Navigator 2. Come check it out.
All right, and check them all out. Or at least you can take a good look on DungasChoice.com. That's our K1 Car Talk this morning. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K2.